Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. If you've been listening to Thinking Aloud, you know that we've been looking at the life of Ruth and Boaz. We've seen how important it is for Ruth and Boaz to notice the needs of those around them so that they can meet those needs, not to isolate themselves and not to put themselves in a position where they use their own resources for themselves. Ruth was one who used her life, her energy, her ability to work to help her mother-in-law. She could have been freed from that because her mother-in-law asked her to be free from that, but she wouldn't because she loved her and wanted to demonstrate this love by working hard and caring for her. Boaz could have ignored everybody in his field and just looked at what he got out of his crop. Instead, he noticed somebody that was in need there, found out her story, and got involved in trying to help her as she helped her mother-in-law. In Ruth chapter 2, verses 18 and 19, it says, "And she took up and went into the city. Her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. She also brought out and gave her what food she had left over after being satisfied. And her mother-in-law said to her, 'Where did you glean today? And where have you worked? Blessed be the man who took notice of you.' So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said, 'The man's name with whom I am worked today is Boaz.'" It was obvious to the casual observer that Ruth was being cared for extraordinarily. Some might think it was just an older man, Boaz, looking out for himself, which he could have been. However, it most likely had to do with Ruth and her decisions in life to care, work, and give. God does not need us to accomplish his work, yet he chooses those who position themselves correctly to participate in what he's doing. The privilege she enjoyed came from the position she had been given, and the position she was given to her because of the choices she had made. You and I are going to make choices every day with every situation we find ourselves in. Whether we be in a supermarket and checking out and talking to the people who work there, or we're at work, or in a sporting event, or we're at home with our family. We need to be those who observe what the needs are and to ask God continually how we can use the resources he's entrusted us with to help others. That's the way life is meant to be. We were never meant to hoard the resources that God's blessed us with. We are meant to use them to honor and glorify his name, to meet the needs of his people. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.